Okay, this side looks about... How are we supposed to measure this garden if you keep doing that? Dear Tim and Moby, how do I know what's a monomial and what's a polynomial? From Jeff. Well, monomials can be numbers, variables, or products of numbers and variables. But if there are variables in the denominator of a fraction, or variables with radical signs, then that's not a monomial. Polynomials are made up of one or more monomials being added together or being subtracted from each other. Let's make one. Now, we haven't been able to measure our garden, but we do know a little bit about its proportions. So, we can assign variables to each side. To find the perimeter, we'll need to add up all those sides. That's x plus x plus xy plus y plus y plus z. Simplifying gets us 2x plus xy plus 2y plus z. That's a polynomial, all right, with four monomials added together. Sure, we can try another polynomial. What did you have in mind? Okay then, 5 times x squared plus x times y cubed is a polynomial. It's made up of two monomials, so we call it a binomial. Since it contains exponents, it has what's called a degree. You find the degree of a monomial by adding the exponents of the variables together. Remember that saying x is really the same thing as saying x to the first power. So that monomial term has a degree of 4. The other monomial has a degree of 2. We could ignore that 5 because it's a constant, and we're only looking for the exponents of variables. Now, to find the degree of the whole polynomial, you just find the term with the greatest degree. That's your polynomial's degree. In this case, it's 4. Well, remember that a variable with no exponent is that exponent to the first power. If there are no exponents, the polynomial has a degree of 1. There you go, polynomials. Now, if you'll excuse us, we've got to get back to measuring the garden. You wouldn't. Uh-oh.